WCSM, for sports first, on air and online. We welcome you to this WCSM sports presentation.
Good evening, sports fans, and welcome to Sports Side Field House for tonight's MAC Boys Feature Basketball game between the 9-8 Coldwater Cavaliers and these 9-8 Fort Recovery Indians. Coldwater is 3-3 in the conference and winners of their last three games, 56-46 over Bremen, 78-47 over Covington, and Tuesday's 58-46 win over Parkway. The Cavaliers averaged 59.8 on offense, behind 12.9 from Marcus Bruns and just over 10 from Cole Froehling and Jacob Wenning. George and Black are coached by Nick Fisher. Fort Recovery is 1-5 in the MAC and just 4-6 since the new year. Last weekend, they did pick up a pair of wins over Parkway by 3, 59-56, and Mississauga Valley, 51-35. The Indians averaged 52.1 on offense and give up 50.9, leading the way in scoring is Peyton Judy with 20.4 and Ryan Browns 10.2. These Indians, they are coached by Mike Bayshore. We have MAC basketball from Portside Fieldhouse, the Coldwater Cavaliers, and the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll also be getting reports from Ron Brunswick as he has the Minster Wildcats and the New Knoxville Rangers. JV King tonight goes to Coldwater 50-42. My name is Rick Kramer. Next to me is Matt Bruns, calling this feature game from start to finish. After a quick break, we'll look at the girls' basketball standings and scores from last night on your Sports Leader, WCSM.
Today is Find a Job Friday. HometownOpportunity.com, your source to connect with local companies and talent, is featuring these latest postings. Innovative Office Solutions is seeking a marketing administrative support associate. A full-time toolmaker is needed at Fort Recovery Industries. Brookside Laboratories is seeking a laboratory technician, and Garmin Miller & Associates has a full-time opening for a registered architect specifications writer. You can check out these postings and many more at HometownOpportunity.com. Hashtag Find a Job Friday.
Moorman Harding & Company, over 60 years in business. A qualified staff of 32, 8 CPAs, 7 financial advisors, 4 enrolled agents. One stop, one phone call, one firm. We are your complete wealth care firm. Hi, I'm Doug Berkey, CPA. For all your accounting, tax, payroll processing, and financial services needs, see us at Moorman Harding & Company.
Securities offered through licensed representatives of First Global Capital Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through First Global Advisors Incorporated.
Do you want to see my new bundle of joy?
Oh, I'd love to.
Tom at Lamb's Insurance Agency helped me create my bundle.
He did what?
He checked over all my insurance policies and was able to bundle them for me. I was able to have this beautiful bundle and save money too. If you're looking for a bundle of your own, call Lamb's Insurance and Maria Stein for maximum coverage. Lamb's Insurance, representing Ohio Mutual.
Be sure to stop and see Tom Lamb and his staff at Lamb's Insurance, Bundling Needs, and Maria Stein, representing Ohio Mutual.
I'm going to just drop it and pick it up. Welcome back, everybody, to Portside Fieldhouse, as we have the Fort Recovery Indians and the Coldwater Cavaliers coming up here in a little while. Last night, girls action, and we got an MAC champion, and that's the Versailles Tigers.
We did, and it was that controlled their own destiny, had to take care of business against the Henry Redskins, and they did 56-37, and certainly congratulations to them. They're having quite a year going for the girls. They didn't win the MAC in the volleyball side of things, but went and got a state title. Now they take a girls MAC championship on the basketball side. It's really a team that's got a lot of different weapons. Caitlin McElDowney, a girl that scored over 1,000 points for them, does double figures again last night with 12. Danielle Winter also finds double figures, and they keep going to be a strong contender in the postseason play as well.
And then the Coldwater Cavaliers, Fort Recovery led probably three-quarters of that ball game, but Coldwater put it to them at the end.
Yeah, one of these, we've had a number of these fourth quarter just all of a sudden turned the game upside down type situations this year, boys and girls. But this is Coldwater, 17-5 in the fourth quarter. They trailed by 2 heading into the fourth, and then it looks like they won by 10. It must have been comfortable. Not the case at all, as they came around and had that big fourth quarter, got the win. Really a big second half overall. Rocket. They only had 11 points in the first half. They outscored that in both the third and fourth quarters alone. And you mentioned it, Mahoney really got it rolling last night.
Yeah, and then New Bremen
They took care of business against the Parkway Panthers, low-scoring ball game.
Yeah, not a whole lot of points going on. They held the Panthers to single digits in every quarter, but they do come out and get the win. So Park Freeman continues their very nice season. That picked up win number 15 on the air, 15-5 now for them overall.
And then also it was St. John's and Marion Local doing battle, and St. John's coming out with a win.
Yeah, again, it's another one of those close but not close, not enough points situations for the Flyers this year as they fall to 4-16. St. John's, a team hovering right about that 500 mark. Again, Heidi Ruffman led the way for the Flyers with 14. Well, Gaynor led the way with 15 for the Blue Jays.
And then the other game on our dial was the New Knoxville Rangers and the Minster Wildcats. That was our report game. Close early, but then Minster showed some muscle.
Yeah, I mean, Minster was right there as well. They were the one team that was really watching things, hoping that they would get St. Henry to maybe do something special, but they still played their game out. They end up 7-1 in the MAC, or I should say got one more game to go, but 7-1 currently in the MAC. Ivy Wolf with 11. Kogi also puts in 9. Again, they are very balanced night in, night out for Coach Wiss.
7 of the 10 MAC teams got at least 10 wins. And then, but you look, Versailles 9-0. They win the conference 7-1. Minster was right behind them. So when we come back, we'll take a look at the boys' standings, and then get ready to pregame the Fort Recovery Indians and Colorado Cavaliers on your sports leader WCSM.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Since 1986, Water Furnace proved you can save up to 70% on heating and cooling your home. Water Furnace 7 Series is the only variable capacity geothermal heat pump to earn Energy Star Most Efficient Awards. Don't be fooled. Not all geo units are qualified and not all contractors are state licensed. Raise is. We've been installing Water Furnace for over 29 years and the only dealer in Mercer County. Raise Refrigeration, Heating, Cooling, and Appliances, North Edge of Coldwater since 1946.
Who says your office phone has to be at a desk or even a phone at all? With Wabash's hosted business phone service, you can use all of the features from your phone on your desk with almost any internet-connected device, whether you're at work, at home, or on the move. Having the ability of your team to work from anywhere is just one way Wabash's hosted business phone service can boost your company's productivity. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com.
Welcome back to the hometownopportunity.com hashtag Find a Job Friday pregame show. Matt, taking a look at the MAC and the boys side. Everybody's trying to catch the two unbeaten right now.
Yeah, right now. These two got big games coming up. All three teams at the top will have big games coming up. So we'll start sorting things out here real quickly. But Versailles still set the pace at 6-0 in conference. So they got about three more games here to get things sewed up. But right behind them, Marion Local also undefeated 5-0. And St. Henry, a team that's red hot outside of a loss, snapped a winning streak on Saturday. They had a loss, but they've been playing really well. They're 5-1 in conference. And you got a pack of teams pretty much trying to pull some upsets. You got Minster, St. John's, Coldwater, all even at 3-3 in conference. The Cardinals at 2-4. New Knoxville 1-4. Fort Recovery, this Fort Recovery team 1-5. And Parkway 0-6 in MAC play.
And you talked about big games for sales at St. Henry tonight. That's probably the biggest one in the area.
Absolutely. People text me, hey, are you St. Henry tonight? I said, no, sorry, but we'll try to get you scores all night best we can. So and won't have that game tonight, but certainly that's one that a lot of people are going to be watching. You think for sales, got it rolling with their record and everything they have going on. But playing at St. Henry, that's a good team, and it's a tough place to play. So that's going to be a good one to watch.
Parkway at New Bremen, Marion Local plays at the Vatican. Our report game, Minster at New Knoxville, and here the feature game, Coldwater at Fort Recovery. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll break down Coldwater and Fort Recovery
on your sports leader, WCSN.
At Mercer Health, our OBGYN team of physicians, nurses, and staff are passionate about providing comprehensive obstetric and gynecologic care for women of all ages. Our four providers, Dr. Richard Kesslering, Dr. Jennifer Glantz, Dr. David Rosato, and our newest physician, Dr. Alyssa Perry, have offices at Mercer Health's Community Medical Center in Salina. In addition, we offer satellite offices in Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Our OBGYN team is delivering more. To find out more, visit mercer-health.com.
Have you seen R&R Fabrications? Maybe you've driven by our state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in St. Henry. Maybe not, but you have seen us. We're those shelves you see behind your local restaurant bar and the displays holding your favorite retail fragrance. We're the aisle markers at your favorite superstore and we're the cabinetry in your schools and offices. We're those custom wood products found all over the country, but first of all, we're centered right here in St. Henry. R&R Fabrications. Custom made simple.
Welcome back, everybody. Taking a quick look at the Coldwater Cavaliers. They started out December not looking too bad. They had four wins, three losses in the month of December. Then they get into January, and somewhere around that Lima Shawnee area, they kind of fell apart a little bit, but a lot of that had to do with some injuries. Jim Brady wasn't back yet. Yep. Jacob Money wasn't back yet. Trey Waters started not playing as much in rotation. So a lot of things happen there in that schedule.
Yeah, I mean, Jacob Winning was kind of their leading scorer when he goes out. He goes out, you got Sam Boring, who is going to be one of your big seniors and hasn't really been right all year. And things just weren't quite clicking for the Cavaliers there in January. Had some good games there. You got teams like Shawnee, Minster, St. John's, St. Henry, all, and very good Van Wert. So those are your losses in the month. Not terrible. But you know what? I think things have flipped a little bit here. We've hit the month of February, three straight wins. They've beat Bremen, Covington, and Parkway. And not that any of those records or anything stand out like they're amazing wins, but something you like seeing is some of these guys coming around. You see Jacob Lenning back in, playing, scoring. You see Sam Boring having a nice game about a week ago. So some of these guys getting a little bit healthy, getting used to playing together, and maybe that's the start of something good for the Cavaliers right now.
And then you get the Fort Recovery Indians. They started out the year 4-1. Two of those games were overtime games. Then all of a sudden, they kind of get into January there. They pick up a loss against St. Henry, a win in overtime, three losses over Worthington, Kilbourne, New Bremen, Versailles, win over Arcanum, back-to-back losses, now back-to-back wins. They're Jekyll and Hyde.
They are. It's night in, night out. They do have one thing they rely on, and that's Peyton Judy scoring the basketball. You're getting that. I think a lot of teams are experimenting with ways. How do you take number two out of the game and rely and make Fort Recovery go to other sites, sources for points? But we've seen Braun score some points, Ryan Braun. Really, they need those other guys to step up because Judy's up there, I think, stuck in the area and scoring. He's about as good as it gets. When you got that to rely on, you're going to be in most games. They're just going to need a more well-rounded attack and see if they can do that tonight. Cavaliers aren't a strong defensive team.
No, I mean, it should be a good one here from Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, coming up shortly, Coldwater Cavaliers and the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll go out and get a report. Again, the report game, Minster and New Knoxville. When we come back, we'll give you some starting lineups on your sports leader, WCSM.
At Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, we recognize the hard work, dedication, and teamwork required to build a successful program. Along with these programs, it takes a community and fans to keep them thriving. Layfield Industrial is proud to be a part of this community and a sponsor of local schools and various events. With a knowledgeable team that takes pride in your success, stop in and shop with us. Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, with locations in Coldwater and Greenville.
Mark Enyard of Enyard Flooring and Home Decorating talks to his interior design specialist.
Since this is the time of year when people are spending more time inside, maybe it's time we come up with some new ideas to brighten up our customers' homes.
Like our brand new styles of floor covering in the latest and greatest designs.
Precisely.
And our new window treatments that are exactly like the ones on those home improvement shows?
That's right.
What about our expert interior design consultation that's included with every purchase?
I think I might be onto something.
You!
Enyard Flooring and Home Decorating on State Route 118 on the south edge of Coldwater.
So, Mr. Galactor, we were able to fix all the damage to your car.
Great. My evil schemes really take a toll on the wheels.
Yeah, the laser blast and claw marks buffed right out.
And my Defray?
Good as new.
Excellent.
Carriage Works can repair practically anything in their huge state-of-the-art facility, all with an upfront and fair price. Carriage Works, on the east edge of St. Henry on 118. Carriage Works, your ultimate body shop.
Oh, and good luck with that whole world domination thing.
Thanks, puny human.
Good evening,
evening, everybody, and welcome to New Knoxville High School, the barn tonight. The Mr. Wildcats in town for our report game. Michael McClurg squad, 10-6 on the campaign, 3-3 in the MAC, come in averaging 54.7 a game, giving up 51.7. They'll take on the homestanding Rangers. Josh Lissy's gang, 6-11 on the campaign, 1-4 in league play. They come in averaging 46.4 a game, giving up 56.1. For the Rangers, they're led by a trio of seniors, Ben Lammers, Nathan Tinnerman, and Judah Lagerman. They're statistic leaders. Tinnerman averaging 15.3 a game, 14 times been double digits this year, and 12 times the leading scorer. Ben Lammers, a 6-foot senior, 11.4 a night, 11 times double digits. And Jonah Lagerman goes 7.6 a basketball game. For the Minster Wildcats, a couple juniors and a senior. They're statistic leaders, led by Isaac Smeezing, the 5'9 senior, averaging 13 a game, 10 times double digits, 7 times the leading scorer for head coach Michael McClurg. Their big guy in the middle, I'm not sure about his availability, sat out last week with a concussion. Jared Schulte, the 6'9 junior, 11.6 a night, 8 times double digits, 6 times leading scorer. And Mike Kettner, averaging just a hair below 10 a game, 9 times double digits last 3 games. He's been their leading scorer against the Wildcats at 10-6. And the Rangers at 6-11. I'd like to thank our sponsors for a report game tonight. That would include Mr. Bank, McDonald's, and Winners Meat Service from New Knoxville. I'm Ron Brunswick for your sports leader, WCSM.
Minster Bank has never lost its focus that separates them from every other bank, and that is helping people achieve financial success. At Minster Bank, they value the relationships with their customers and understand your unique needs to provide the solutions to help. Connect with Minster Bank on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and MinsterBank.com to learn how you can achieve financial success with their financial tidbits. Minster Bank, member FDIC.
McDonald's is introducing the new $1, $2, and $3 menu. Any size soft drink for $1, small McCafe drinks for $2, and a Happy Meal for $3. The menu options also include breakfast sandwiches, McChicken sandwich, a Bacon McDouble, you decide. $1, $2, and $3 menu items. Now available at your locally owned Monford Family McDonald's in Salina, Coldwater, St. Mary's, Wapakoneta, and Minster.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. Very nice crowd on hand here tonight. Porter Kevry on the far side, Coldwater behind us. First, the starting line for the Coldwater Cavaliers. 6'2 junior, Marcus Bruns, averaging 12.9. Cole Crowley, a 6'3 junior, averaging 10.2. And Jacob Lenning, a 6'2 junior, averaging 10.4. Mitch Balson, a 5'10 senior, averaging 4.6. And Derek Albers, a 6'3 senior, averaging 6.9. For the Fort Recovery Indians, Peyton Judy, a 6'4 junior, 20.4. Derek Judy, a 6-foot freshman, averaging 2.5. 6'3, Ryan Braun, he's a senior, 10.2. Another freshman, 6'3, Clay Smith, averaging 4 a game. And Cade Wendell, 5'10 senior, averaging 6.1. For Fort Recovery, you got 2 seniors, a junior, 2 freshmen in the starting lineup. For the Coldwater Cavaliers, you got a bunch of juniors. You got 3 juniors, 3 seniors.
Yeah, both teams out here looking to get the win again. Nope, not factoring in for the MAC race, but remember, we got tournament draw coming up this weekend. Both teams 9-8. That 10-8 spot look a little bit better, maybe get you a little bit better game to start things off. So I think both looking for a win here. See what you can do Saturday night as well. And we had a good crowd on hand. Be fun.
Both these two teams out of the MAC race, but like you mentioned, a lot of it could matter on the seating here. After they decide what they're going to do Sunday night, Coldwater gets the ball first, going left to right in their black uniforms with orange numerals, while Fort Recovery in their home whites with gray trim. With the ball on the outside right now was Mitch Balser. They go inside in a quick basket, but up and down by Albers.
Yeah, Marcus runs a nice little curl cut around the screen and a drop-off pass for Albers at the rim for a bucket.
Here's Wendell. He gets it over to Judy. Judy touches the ball, gives it off to Schmidt. Schmidt's inside Braun. Braun's going to take one strong to the hole, and he'll score. Ryan Braun, a 6'3 senior, even things up at 2 each.
Using some strength right there, had a defender on his back, a nice post move. Both teams, nice start here. I think they can get about 70, 80 points here. Remember, we had a game about 2 years ago, something like that. We can do that again.
Yeah, I think it was 85-80. Yeah, again. Crazy. Here's Wenning. He's going to get the ball, and I think that's going to be an offensive foul on 14, and it will be full thrilling. Was kind of holding the defender so that way it gets Riz out there on the outside.
Really, the key player for the Cavaliers, and he's a guy that sometimes finds his way into foul trouble a little bit, tries to block a lot of shots and things. So he's a guy, certainly. Now you got to be a little more careful with number 14.
That'll be the first foul of the ball game.
Fort Carey has the ball. Looking, trying to take their first lead of the game. 2-2 the score right now early on in the first period. Peyton Judy has it, but quickly they jump out on them. That's Bolster, or that's Grilling. Here, Brown's going to save the turnover. No, he throws it into Mark Bruns. Marcus Bruns puts it up out the window, and I think they're going to call a foul from the backside.
Yeah.
Official underneath didn't see it, but A.J. Kramer coming from the side saw the bump in the back.
It was good defense, and they really made Bruns get into a tough situation. I don't know if he's going to make a shot, if he could have backed off in the last second. Certainly enough there probably to call the foul where Bruns gets the line. He's a very good free throw shooter.
And I tell you what, I thought that was going to be an air ball from here. It hit the front of the rim with that back spin, that it rolled right across. So Bruns makes it a 3-2 ball game. And obviously he grew up in the gym.
I want some of that hair.
Oh, goodness. You can have that hair. That's too hard to take care of. There's going to be a pass up to Peyton Judy. Judy now lobs it up ahead. And another nice pickoff by Bruns. Turnover Indian. Bruns, no look pass. And that's going to be a turnover on Coldwater. Wendell with the takeaway now for Fort Recovery. He's going to take it to the glass. Look for help. Bounce pass. Smith. Jumper in and out. No good. Rebound. Grilling. And he gets it to Bolster. Coldwater looking to go. Here's Wedding for a three. Got it. Jacob Wedding knocks down a three-pointer. And it's 7-2.
Wedding, there he is, back healthy again. And the kid that dealing with mono was something, I think, for a long time. And lost a lot of weight, but getting back playing some basketball now.
Here's a drive to the basket. That's put up by Smith. So good block by Wedding. Now it puts up and in. That's Derek Judy, the freshman. He's got 2 points.
Yeah, nice job there on that time. Sticking with it after the block initially by Wedding. Cavaliers back on the offense here. 7-4 early on, Cavs lead.
Jacob Wedding, nice crossover move, puts one up, and that's good. Wedding found a touch. He's already got 5 of the 9 Cavalier points.
Cavs haven't missed. 2-for-2 from 2, 1-for-1 from 3, and they hit both free throws already tonight.
Here's Kate Wendell. He's going to lose the handle. Gets it back. Now gets it out to Smith, over to Braun. Braun goes baseline, puts it up over Bruns, and he'll score. I tell you what, these two teams are shooting real well right now.
Hey, Rocket, that's not jinxed. I like it right now.
Wedding looks at a three, does not take it, goes underneath. That'll be a turnover. Court recovery has it. Smith gives off to Judy. Derek Judy now in the corner. Peyton Judy left alone for three. No good. That hits the strap up on top. We got our first sub in the ballgame. 10-20 for Court recovery coming in the ballgame. Clayton Pearson. The Coldwater Cavaliers, number 20, Sam Waring.
Yeah, Waring in. Still wears a knee brace. Dealt with some knee issues early on. The senior quarterback on the football field. Been playing varsity basketball since about his sophomore year. Good outside shooter for the Cavs. They've been getting some points out of him lately.
Here's Bolster looking for somewhere to go with the ball. Gets it back. Now finds Grilling, gets it back. Bolster now shoots a three. That's going to be short. Rebound's going to be taken down by Derek Judy. And then tipped out of bounds by Bolster. So stay with the Fort Carey Indians.
Judy got about 13 seconds of rest, it seems like. He'll get back on the floor. Looks like he'll replace Derek Judy.
Fort Carey picking him up. Three-quarter, man-to-man. That's Bolster guarding Wendell. Another sub coming in the ball game here in a little bit. It's going to be number 24, Ben Wenning.
Turnover there. Judy tried to cut with the ball, lost it. That's the third turnover, 3 on both teams so far.
Tim Raring takes it away. Bruns now baseline jumper. Wow. Nothing but net.
Nice.
Knocking that one down. Marcus Bruns, he's got 4 points.
Junior has found his scoring. I mean, he's had a scoring touch all year, but he's starting to get hotter and hotter right there. It's a very nice move. And another steal. Filling gone. Breakaway.
Peyton Judy lost the handle of it, and then going in for the layup was Grilling, but Judy's going to commit the foul. That means Grilling can go to the line to shoot, too.
Might have saved a dunk. We've seen Grilling do it once on the break, and kind of seemed like he was setting those strides up the big guy, long arms. He's going to maybe try to put one down, but he's got to earn 2 from the free throw line.
That free throw shot is good. So we got 3:58 left here in the first quarter. Coldwater Cavaliers now doubling up for recovery 12-6.
Judy grabs another seat to the bench with that foul to see how long they play that strategy right there.
Probably not real impressed. Gets in there and turns the ball over right away, and they get the foul.
Yeah, we've seen both teams make a couple careless turnovers, valuing the basketball. Something certainly will separate good teams from bad is
giving that basketball away, and we've certainly seen Coldwater do it a lot. I haven't had his full recovery as much, but certainly that's something they both got to do the rest of the way here.
Now we got Ben Wedding on the floor. Jacob Wedding gets a break. So Ryan Braun has the ball. 3:45 left in the first. 3-point shot up. That is no good. That shot was taken by Grant Kanafke, who also just checked in. Rebound Coldwater. Marcus Bruns. He is going to give way to Albers and count it. Derek Albers gets an easy shot. Timeout for recovery. We'll take a break. 3:31 left in the first. It's all Cavaliers. 15-6 on your sports leader, WCSM.
There's been a car crash. Now there's a desperate plea for help. Flashing lights bring in the casualty, and a group of talented heroes work valiantly around the clock to patch up the damage. This week's ER? Nah, just another day at Sweeterman's Custom Body Shop. For factory replacement parts, perfect paint match, and fair prices time after time, make an appointment with the car doctors. Sweeterman's Custom Body Shop, 118 south of Layfield Welding at 107 Butler Street, Coldwater.
At Fort Recovery Lumber, family reputation means a lot. That's why they sell Anderson windows and patio doors. Anderson quality is built into every window and door. If you want natural wood interiors or vinyl, Anderson offers both. Plus, their craftsmanship is outstanding. Fort Recovery Lumber has been a family-owned business since 1915. And today, the fourth generation is keeping the family tradition. For all your building and remodeling needs, you only need Fort Recovery Lumber on Wabash Road, north edge of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Lumber, committed to quality and service.
Decided to time out. Cade Wendell's going to take it to the basket. Draw a foul on Sam Brering. So he'll go to the line to shoot two for Sam Brering. That'll be his first foul. And for the team, that'll be team foul number two as Wendell makes that first free throw. Second free throw is good as well. So Wendell 2 for 2. He's got 2 points. It's 15-8 now. Coldwater over Fort Recovery. There was the basketball. Was Miles Blasengame. I didn't see him even check in.
Snuck in during the timeout, I think. Freshman on the floor now, kind of plays the backup point guard role for the Cavs.
He'll give way to Jacob Wedding. Jacob and Ben Wedding now both on the floor. Jacob will give off to Ben. Ben now takes it inside the paint. He's guarded by Kanapke. Here comes a 3-point shot by Blasengame. That's no good. Rebound Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun takes it down the court, gets inside the circle, gives off. Here's Kanapke for three, no good. Rebound by Smith, and he'll throw it off Coldwater, so it'll stay with Fort Recovery.
We're getting really good luck from the outside right there. Good knock it down, 0 for 3 now from behind the arc. Peyton Judy will check in here as part of this inbound play underneath the bucket. You can find the ball down there. Got a lot of camo to work your way through on the student section side.
Yeah. In the ball game, Justin Sweetman, also 6'3" junior. He averages 2.3.
I got one guy's in a, they call that a ghillie suit right there. What's
they are decked out well with camo, that's for sure. Here is going to be Braun going to start to the basket. He'll score.
Yep.
Nice driving basket against Justin Sweetman.
Yeah, right there. Took it in. Right. Strong to the hole. 4 of 6 now from 2-point range are the Indians as they're starting to chip back here in this ballgame. 15-10.
Brewing does a lot of fouling. Not there. Fort Recovery has the ball down by 5. Here's going to be Wendell going to the hole. Kicks it out to Kanapke. Schmidt. Schmidt's not to the basket. He's going to put one up. He found it. Clay Schmidt with a driving basket. Now it's a 3-point game.
Yeah, good job. Kind of since that full recovery timeout, they've come to life a little bit. Pressure up top, Blasengame, hands off to Sweeterman. Cavs got to get the offense rolling here.
Outside with it, Sam Brewer. Here's going to be a long three by Jacob Wedding. No good. Battle for a loose ball. And look looks like it. That's going to be off the Cavaliers. So full recovery on a roll now after, as Matt mentioned, that timeout.
Timeout. Okay, we're down about 9 at that point. You got about a 6-0 run going. Ball back after that stop. So Coldwater needs to make some adjustments a little bit. The offense, which was rolling so well for about the first 6 minutes or so, all of a sudden hit a little bit of dry spell. And boy, Kevin, you got to know, number two's going to start scoring here eventually.
That was a nice little backdoor to Ryan Braun. Assist Wendell, and now it's a 1-point game.
That was set up by the attention the defense is going to play to Peyton Judy. Last game almost travels, and now he will play away.
Here's Ryan Braun leading the break. He's going to take it to the glass, put one up off the window, no good. Rebound's going to be Albers.
Nice try. Just kind of tried to take on probably two Cavaliers when he should have dished it off.
Blassen gave a tough runner right there. Boy, the freshman kind of thought, where's he going with the ball? He closed it up and makes one.
Yeah, he took that over to the left side. He even laid it up there with the left hand. Pretty nice. Brings it back to a three-point game. Just under a minute to play here now in the first.
We need a few more points here, but we're close to the pace we were asking for.
17-14 to score, up and down, but now Fort Recovery spreads the court in a four-quarter offense, trailing by three. Here's Wendell. Wendell's guarded by Blazing Game. We're down to 32 seconds, and has not passed yet. Now Wendell drives in the paint, bounce pass out to Konapke. That's Grant Konapke with the ball. Grant's going to give off to Peyton Judy. He's probably the guy you want with the ball with about 5 seconds. I don't know about with 20. He's got Cole Frilling guarding him. He'll cross over dribble. We're down to 12 seconds. And this definitely looks like Fort Recovery's taking the last one. Here's Judy. Bounce pass Ryan Braun. Locks him behind. Cole Frilling threw one up from three-quarters court, and that's going to go out of bounds with a second on the clock. Fort Recovery gets it.
Do I call that a shot?
I mean, is that or a turnover?
I think that was the intent of the ball. He had a lot more time than he realized.
Yeah. Because he had some hang time on that, too. Fort Recovery just catch him through. There's Wendell, and that's it. We played one quarter from Fort Side Fieldhouse. It's Coldwater 17, Fort Recovery 14 on your sports leader, WCSM.
For years, Mulder Trucking in Maria Stein has been a premier trucking company, ensuring that your product gets to where it needs to go on time. No one is as dependable as Mulder Trucking Company when it comes to refrigerated or dairy hauling. Mulder Trucking Company is a family-owned business offering a great work environment. So if you're an over-the-road driver, you should consider employment opportunities with Mulder Trucking Company. Mulder Trucking now hiring drivers and milk haulers. Mulder Trucking on Industrial Drive in Maria Stein. They're in it for the long haul.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to New Knoxville High School. We got a quarter in the books here. The Mr. Wildcats, a 13-6 first quarter advantage. Knoxville took a lead at 6-3 with 4:31 left in our first quarter, but the last 10 points in quarter number one belonged to Minster, and the Wildcats that 13-6 advantage. For the Wildcats, 5 points each for Isaac Smeezing and Mike Kettner. Jack Heitbrink with three, while the New Knoxville Rangers, 2 3 balls, one by Ben Lammers and one by freshman Sammy Ansball. Wildcats, 5 for 13 from the field. New Knoxville, 2 for 10. JV contest tonight won by Minster, 62-39. Ethan Lemko, 7 3 balls for Minster in that victory. Again, we're at the end of the first quarter, 13-6. The advantage belongs to the Wildcats. I'd like to thank McDonald's, Minster Bank, and Winners Meat Service. I'm Ron Brunswick for your Sports Center, WCSM.
Surprise!
Oh, my gosh, you guys really got me.
Speech!
Well, golly, first of all, it really means a lot that you thought of my birthday. You were the kind of friends that... Hello? Where'd everybody go?
Serving Winners Meats for your next party? Please try to fire up the grill after the opening remarks.
Any pork chops left out there?
No!
For award-winning meats and homemade products for your next party, remember...
Everybody loves a winner.
Winners Meats in Osgood.
Minster Bank has never lost its focus that separates them from every other bank, and that is helping people achieve financial success. At Minster Bank, they value the relationships with their customers and understand your unique needs to provide the solutions to help. Connect with Minster Bank on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and MinsterBank.com to learn how you can achieve financial success with their financial tidbits. Minster Bank, member FDIC.
We played 50 seconds here in the second quarter. No scoring yet. Marcus Bruns missed a three. Cade Wendell missed a layup. And it's still 17-14 Cavaliers.
Yes, you have a halftime score here, too, on the boys' side of things. As far as St. Henry, 21-18 on top of Versailles. So keep an eye on that.
Coldwater misses a shot there. We also got New Bremen leading Parkway 16-9. So good scoring so far.
Here's going to be Ryan Braun going baseline. Can't get there. Gives off to, I think, checking in, Leonard. Noah Leonard's checked in there, and he gets 2 points right away in the middle of the paint. He's got a surprise ball out to Wenning for three. There's going to be a rebound. Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy is pushed out of bounds by Albers. Albers, that would be his first foul. Team fourth. And for recovery, he's 1 point down, so they're got a chance here to take the lead.
That cold water sort of dried up from the outside. They hit their first three-pointer of the game, missed their next three, so they're 1-for-7 right now.
Peyton Judy's going to take it across the timeline. Give off to Braun. Now Wendell. Now to Kanapke. Kanapke guarded by Wenning. Now Braun again. Ryan Braun out behind the arc on the right wing. Peyton Judy cuts to the basket. Decides to go to Wendell. Wendell guarded by Bolster. Now they give to Judy, and that's a turnover. Taking it away, going the other way, is Ben Wenning, and he puts it up. No good.
Yeah.
Rebound Ryan Braun, and then a foul called on Mitch Bolster. His first, team's fifth.
That's great hustle by Foley Cover. That's staying with it. You know, you don't let him just freeze down for a layup. You make him at least adjust the ball a little bit, do something different. And Wenning kind of got his tied up a little bit, went to that running back carry style to finish the layup and didn't make it. They get the rebound and the foul, so that's why you never give up on plays.
To be different here, kind of see what they try to do for Fort Recovery. Kind of struggling a little bit getting into the offense with that Coldwater man-to-man pressure.
Doesn't feel like Coldwater should be winning the game by one right now.
No. Ryan Braun, and then that scoring kind of went bye-bye all of a sudden.
Yep. Yeah.
Coldwater has not scored in the first 2.5 minutes here of the second quarter. Ryan Braun with the ball. Still good baseline. Still baseline against Bruin. Looking for help. Now gets off to Leonard. Leonard's baseline jumper. Good. Leonard's off the bench has all four for the Canadian points.
Not that Leonard's is an incapable of scoring. He's a big kid out there, but he's shooting shots I don't think you usually expected him to make. And he's doing a good job hitting those. Coldwater now trailing 18-17.
Yeah, 6'6 junior. Now we're going to get a foul called on Derek Judy. Good foul. I mean, not a good foul, but a good call on the foul. He was putting a lot of pressure out there on Burring.
Yeah, that Foley Covering defense really picked up. You can see Coach Bayshore down there almost playing defense himself on the sideline, urging the guys on, clapping. He's got the sleeves starting to roll up. He's probably one of those guys that has to get a new shirt at halftime. He's putting so much energy out here.
Burring's going to get it into Bruns. Bruns guarded by Judy. Look, no, it's going to be Bolster up top between the circles. He's going to center things up with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Throwing Bruins for a long three-pointer. That's off the iron. No good. Rebound, Albers, put back up and in. Derek Albers, the 6'3 senior, rebound and put back.
Cavaliers' first offensive rebound of the ball game right there as they get a second opportunity, and that's what Albers is really good at doing.
Cade Wendell now finds Schmidt. Or actually, that's Derek Judy, I'm sorry. Derek Judy with the ball. There's Schmitz. Schmitz pops out. Now gives off to Wendell. Uses the screen by Schmitz. Wendell takes in the paint. Kicks out. 3-point shot up and good. Derek Judy has the three. He's got 5 points. And Corey Curley, their biggest lead of the ball game, 2 points.
Oh, and now we got Peyton Judy. He's scoreless on the board. He just picked up a second foul. I think he's going to come out of the ball game right now. So, Corey Covery might play the rest of this second quarter without their leading scorer, Peyton Judy.
In fact, I think he only take that one shot. It bounced off the iron and hit the scrap, and I think that's the only shot he's taken.
It's been sort of a quiet game so far, but teammates picking him up right now and leading the ball game.
I know we got a lot of good coaches here right in front of us here. Albert Blockberger and Brett Niekamp. I'm sure they got a way to get him the ball.
They're talking about which kids can play football next year, I think.
There's Bruns. Leonard's in there battling. Still going to be taken down by Coldwater. Bruns for three. That's no good. Albers gets a hand on it. There's Smith, and Smith will be fouled by Bruns. So Bruns is first, team six. So for the next 3 minutes and 56 seconds, any more Cavaliers, I'll see free throws.
The game's certainly physical. We've seen some good banging and rebounding right there. Both teams going at it hard. Indians hustle into that ball, so we're going to have both sides in the bonus before the end of it here. Justin Sweeterman going to check in and give Derek Albers a break.
Thinking of streaky shooters, Grant Meyer in the ball game. I've seen games where he's had about 9 points on three threes and games where he hasn't scored at all and taken a shot. Kevin Wynn averaged just 3.4.
They'd like him tonight was one of those hot nights, I think. And a travel called on
hits right there. I didn't really see that one there, but.
Yeah, the only thing I can think is he looked like he wanted to go one way and decided to take a dribble the other way. He might have shuffled them feet. Let's go water ball. There's Bruns. Bruns going to give to Meyer up between the circles. Now with it up here is Blazingame, and now a three-point shot. That's no good. Battle for the loose ball off the Cavaliers. And I say Coach Bayshore does not like Port Recovery's intensity on the boards. Again, Coldwater probably should have had that one.
Yeah, that was another long rebound. Man, shooting a lot of threes. Coldwater sent 9 straight threes, 1 for 10 from downtown. And when you shoot a lot of threes, there's a lot of long rebounding, and Coldwater's had a chance to get a few offensive boards here lately.
Grant Konepke gives off to Cade Wendell. Wendell's going to pull the offense back. He is guarded off top by Justin Schwedemann. And I tell you what, it looks like Port Recovery is kind of doing a spread technique.
Yeah.
2-3.
Yeah, just patiently waiting for some spots in the zone here as they move it around. Now they maybe think about it a little bit more, but.
Well, they
don't have anybody at the high post.
They got 20 points per game sitting on the bench for foul trouble. Here's Wendell. That jumper's no good. Rebound Brooms. Tipped away. Picked back up by Schwedemann. That's Blazingame with the ball. He'll kick out to. Oh, I guess that's Blazingame now with the ball. He goes to Meyer. Meyer's going to have it tipped away by Konepke.
Boy, can we get our hands on a couple of balls. Almost had the rebound steal. Almost stole 2 passes in here. Knock it out of bounds. So their defense is being active out there. Jacob Wenning will check in for Ben Wenning. Coldwater, I think, needs to get back to shooting inside the three-point arc where they've hit 8 of 11 shots. This 1-for-10 from three-pointer right now isn't working.
Yeah, Blazingame, he's got the ball right now. It's Schwedemann, Bruns, Meyer, and Jacob Wenning on the floor for the Cavaliers. For Fort Carey, we got Braun, Konepke, Schmidt, Judy, and Wendell. Two small lineups right now, really. Nope, not many post players in there. But there's Grant Meyer hitting that three.
There's your guy. Gets out, steps off, top of the key, hits the three, corner back on top.
Here's Konepke, fires up a three. That's no good. Battle for the rebounds by Bruins. He throws it off for recovery before recovery gets the ball.
You don't see that.
Now Konepke's going to take it to the basket and score. Grant Konepke of the basket. It's for recovery 23, Coldwater 22. In the paint, Blazingame looking for help. Meyer with it, guarded by Braun. Back to Jacob Wenning. Over to Meyer. Meyer for another three. That's no good. Marcus Bruns with the board. Uh-oh, Wenning all alone. Good. You can see that one coming. He got his feet under him, and nobody jumped out on him.
Coach Bayshore was frustrated. That rebound came down, and he knew that's not a good thing because as soon as you get that rebound, get the chances. Kick it out for Wenning from the three. We get a foul, though, called on the Cavs back this way. We're going to have our first 1-on-1 free throws.
I think they're going to call a foul on Miles Blazingame. His first, team seventh.
I don't think Coldwater's had too many. No one's really doubled up on the fouls yet for the Cavaliers. They've kind of been taking turns for recovery. We got one guy with 2. Frilling has to do. Okay. Frilling's got 2. Judy's got 2. It's 2 of the top scorers here tonight on the bench.
And, man, that's why the score went down all of a sudden.
Right.
Wendell's going to make the first one of the 1-on-1. Now make the second one. He has 4 of 4 from the line with his 4 points. Now we're all knotted up. Quarter apiece, 25-25. Buck 20 left here in the first half. Here's Coldwater with the ball. Grant Meyer from the corner for 3. Got it. Grant Meyer, he's got 2 3-pointers. He's got 6 points.
Well, you know, don't listen to me. I say abandon 3 when you're 1 for 10. They go and hit 3 of their next 4. That's just kind of the way they play basketball these days is you keep shooting the 3-pointers and you'll get hot eventually.
Mitch puts it up. That's a good rebound, Grant Meyer. He gets it over to Blazingame. Now with Jacob Wenning. Wenning's on the ball, tipped out of bounds.
Yeah.
Derek Judy, the 6-foot freshman, playing pretty good defense out there.
Yeah, right there. All physical with Jacob Wenning. Again, tipped another ball for recovery. I like the way their hand activity is going. Got an offensive foul on the screen. Marcus Bruns is going to get hit with that one.
He'll be the second Cavalier now with 2 fouls. Judy's coming back in. So
I bet you.
Coach Bayshore is rolling the dice here a little bit with
Less than a minute to play.
Bet you're going four corners and one shot here for the Indians. That's what I would guess in this situation.
Trailing by three. It's where they were last time. Right? They tried at 17-14. Now it's 28-25.
Only danger is if Judy ends up with the ball and maybe somehow commits an offensive foul or some sort. Other than that, should be pretty safe to have him out there.
Of course, they turn the ball over, he's got to play defense.
Right. Okay, we've sufficiently covered the jinxes that we can have on Peyton Judy for the final 40 seconds.
Now we're down to 22. He moves with the ball, gives off now to Derek Judy. And you can see, they don't want him to get the ball back. Friedman's holding on to his jersey. Now Judy gets it over. Nasty for three. That's no good.
Nice hustle.
Oh, you can't get up with him. He had the right idea.
Right.
He was all by himself under the basket. He probably should have shot it from his knees.
Yep.
Or took a dribble. Instead, he tried to get up, and that'll be a turnover.
Boy, hustled to get in there and scrap to get that rebound because it wasn't his initially. Fights for it. And he'll get down there and get him. See Braun and Judy to the bench. 8.1 seconds to go. Coldwater a chance to set up this last play.
Here's going to be Jacob Webbing with the ball, guarded by Derek Judy. He'll take it out behind the arc. He's looking. He's going to fire it up. That shot's still good. And that is going to be it. We played one half from Fort Side Fieldhouse. Coldwater 28, Curry 25 on your sports leader, WCSM.
Mormon Harding & Company, over 60 years in business, a qualified staff of 32, 8 CPAs, 7 financial advisors, 4 enrolled agents. One stop, one phone call, one firm. We are your complete wealth care firm. Hi, I am Jenny Brookhart, enrolled agent. For all your accounting, tax, payroll processing, and financial services needs, see Mormon Harding & Company.
Securities offered through licensed representatives of First Global Capital Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through First Global Advisors Incorporated.
Do you want to see my new bundle of joy?
Oh, I'd love to.
Tom at Lamb's Insurance Agency helped me create my bundle.
He did what?
He checked over all my insurance policies and was able to bundle them for me. I was able to have this beautiful bundle and save money, too. If you're looking for a bundle of your own, call Lamb's Insurance and Maria Stein for maximum coverage. Lamb's Insurance, representing Ohio Mutual.
Be sure to stop and see Tom Lamb and his staff at Lamb's Insurance, Bundling Needs, and Maria Stein, representing Ohio Mutual.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're in tune with WCSM-FM, Salina St. Mary's, where we do it for you.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. Again, we're at the half. Coming in, two teams, both 9-8, Fort Recovery and Coldwater, and they're playing like two teams, very competitive, as Coldwater leads Fort Recovery 28-25. It was 17-14 after the first quarter. Fort Recovery scores 7 to get to their 25. And Coldwater Cavaliers, they score 11 to get to their 28. They score 11 in that second period. For the Fort Recovery Indians, Grant Kanafsky, he's got 2 points. Derek Judy, 5 points. Ryan Braun, 6 points. Kate Wendell, 4 points. And Noah Leonard, 4 points. Again, for Fort Recovery, Kanafsky, 2. Derek Judy, 5. Ryan Braun, 6. 2 for Clay Smith, 4 for Kate Wendell, and 4 for Noah Leonard. The big boy, do you see there? Peyton Judy averages 20.4. On the bench when foul trouble, he just had no opportunity. Took one shot, but had 2 fouls. For the Coldwater Cavaliers, they got Marcus Brooks. He's got 4 points. Grant Meyer with a couple threes right before the half. Cole Froehling with 2 points. Jacob Wending with 8 points. And Derek Albers with 6 off the putback. So again, Marcus Brooks 4, Grant Meyer 6, Cole Froehling 2, Jacob Wending 8, and Derek Albers 6. With Miles Blasingame also with a pair. You're listening to the hometownopportunity.com. Hashtag find a job Friday halftime show. When we come back, Matt Rose with the numbers on your sports leader, WCSM.
Support your local community by shopping at Ray's Refrigeration, your local hometown Whirlpool home appliance dealer since 1946. Built with American pride, designed, engineered, and assembled in the USA, Whirlpool has the lineup to make household chores easier. Don't waste your time. Whirlpool appliances will make life a breeze. Ray's knows how to make everyday chores easy. Buy local and support your community. Come to Ray's Refrigeration. Unlike the other guys, we offer services such as installation, haul away, and service after the sale. North Edge of Colder since 1946.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't fry bacon in the nude. Close your mouth when you hang glide. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look sad?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Today is Find a Job Friday. HometownOpportunity.com, your source to connect with local companies and talent, is featuring these latest postings. Innovative Office Solutions is seeking a marketing administrative support associate. A full-time toolmaker is needed at Fort Recovery Industries. Brookside Laboratories is seeking a laboratory technician, and Garmin Miller & Associates has a full-time opening for a registered architect specifications writer. You can check out these postings and many more at HometownOpportunity.com. Hashtag Find a Job Friday.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. Matt, not quite as much offense here in the second quarter as we would have liked.
Yeah, I know. We were on pace for something maybe in the 70s and kind of had us excited. But that's all right. Offense turned over a little bit of defense in the second half, second quarter at least. Let's look a little bit at the first half numbers. 2-point shooting tonight. Coldwater was 7 of 11, 64%. So they're doing a very good job inside the arc. While the Indians are 8 of 24, 32%. So only shooting half as good as the Coldwater, taking a lot more attempts inside the arc. From deep, the Cavaliers hit 4 of 15. They did have a stretch where they missed 9 in a row. Kind of got hot and hit three of the last 5, but they had on the half, 4 of 15, 27%. The Indians, pretty cold from the outside, just 1 of 8 shooting from 3-point range. Just 13% there. So the first half shooting for both teams, Coldwater 11 of 26, 42%, while the Indians were 9 of 32, 28%. Free throws dead even. 4 for 4 for both squads, 100% there. Both teams grabbed 13 rebounds. Both teams turned it over 6 times apiece. So really, if you want to look at what the big difference in the ball game, it's the shooting percentage. Coldwater's made 42%, while the Indians have made 28%. But other than that, everything else pretty much even up and down the categories of the stats. So when you have something like that, you expect a very close game, and it is 28-25. We saw a first half which Cole Filling sat with fouls and didn't get to do a whole lot. Peyton Judy as well. So you kind of see what the second half brings. You get to play a little more free. You got 3 fouls. They saved them both with just 2 fouls in that first half. So get 2 of the main guys going on both sides. See what happens. Maybe get a little more offense like we had in that first quarter. But both teams really took turns making runs. It was Coldwater early, Fort Recovery answered, and then Cavaliers came back a little bit late, grabbed a little lead here at the half. But should be a very good second half for us.
We better send it out, get a halftime report. Minster at New Knox. So again, Ron Brunswick over there. When we come back, we'll give you some scores on your sports leader, WCSM.
Do you have an unhealable wound? Do you have complications with diabetes? Then Mercer Health's Disease Management Center is here for you. Mercer Health's Disease Management Center, located at the Community Medical Center south of Salina on 127, includes a highly specialized team of expert physicians and certified nurses focused on individualized care. For more information about Mercer Health's Wound Healing Center, Diabetes Center, or infectious disease treatment and ostomy care services offered at the Disease Management Center, visit mercer-health.com.
Have you seen R&R Fabrications? Maybe you've driven by our state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in St. Henry, maybe not, but you have seen us. We're those shelves you see behind your local restaurant bar and the displays holding your favorite retail fragrance. We're the aisle markers at your favorite superstore and we're the cabinetry in your schools and offices. We're those custom wood products found all over the country, but first of all, we're centered right here in St. Henry. R&R Fabrications, custom made simple.
At Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, we recognize the hard work, dedication, and teamwork required to build a successful program. Along with these programs, it takes a community and fans to keep them thriving. Layfield Industrial is proud to be a part of this community and a sponsor of local schools and various events. With a knowledgeable team that takes pride in your success, stop in and shop with us. Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, with locations in Coldwater and Greenville.
Welcome back to New Knoxville High School. We got a half in the books now. The Minster Wildcats know a 25-15 lead over the New Knoxville Rangers. Minster led 13-6 after one quarter, a 12-9 advantage in that second stanza, 25-15 Wildcats. So the Wildcats, they're being led by 5'9 senior Isaac Smeason. He's got 8 at the halftime break. Mike Kettner with 5. 3 foul shots for Alex Lemkel. A 3 ball for Jack Heitbrink, Jared Hilsman, and Adam Kanapke, both with 2, as well as Cody Frerichs. And the New Knoxville Rangers, Sammy Haspel, the freshman, had 6 points in the first two quarters. 4 points for Nathan Tinnerman, Ben Lammers 3, and Andrew Poppy off the bench tonight with 2 points for the New Knoxville Rangers. Team numbers look like this. First for the Rangers, 10 times they shoot inside the arc, 4 for 10, 40%. They make 25% of their three-pointers, 2 for 8 overall, 6 for 18 for 33% for Josh Lisi's New Knoxville Rangers. They go to the foul line just 2 times, 1 for 2 for 50%. They have 13 rebounds, 2 on the offensive side, and turn the ball over 9 times. For the Minster Wildcats, 11 shots inside the arc, 45% go through the hoop, 5 for 11, 4 for 13 from three-point range for 31%. Overall, head coach Mike McClure's squad, 9 for 24 for 38%. 3 for 4 from the charity stripe for 75%. 14 team rebounds for the Wildcats, 3 of those on the offensive side, and they turn the ball over just 4 times, 3 in the first quarter and once in quarter number 2. Again, we're at halftime. Minster 25, New Knoxville 15. JV contest tonight, all Minster, 62-39. Ethan Lemkel, 7 three balls for the JV Wildcats. I'd like to thank our sponsors for our report game. That would include Winners Meat Service, McDonald's, and Minster Bank on your sports leader, WCSM.
McDonald's is introducing the new $1, $2, and $3 menu. Any size soft drink for $1, small McCafe drinks for $2, and a Happy Meal for $3. The menu options also include breakfast sandwiches, McChicken sandwich, a Bacon McDouble, you decide. $1, $2, and $3 menu items. Now available at your locally owned Monford Family McDonald's in Salina, Coldwater, St. Mary's, Wapakoneta, and Minster.
Welcome back to the hometownopportunity.com hashtag find a job Friday halftime show. We just heard Ron there with his halftime score. Minster over New Knoxville 25-15. Here we're sitting currently at 28-25, Coldwater leading. Then we got maybe a couple surprises. New Bremen leading Parkway 33-25, not of a surprise. But these next two maybe.
Yep.
Marion Local, a 1-point lead on St. John's 26-25. St. Henry, a 3-point lead on Versailles 21-18.
Yeah, Versailles dug a big hole in the first quarter. I think their first quarter score was something like 15-5, St. Henry. So they came back in the second quarter. And so Versailles on the comeback right there. Marion and Delta St. John's, we mentioned, tough. Always traveling up north there, playing in the Vatican right there. So Flyers keep an eye on that one too. But boy, it would be pretty crazy if we came into the night with 2 unbeaten, figuring, you know what, they both play each other, I think, on Monday night. Coming up here, and that might be kind of for the Mac title. What if all of a sudden everything gets blown up and we got to rewrite the script here tonight?
And I'd say the thing that's weird is low scoring games.
They all are.
I mean, nobody, I mean, there's only one team that's to 30 at halftime, and that's in every game we got here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 teams we got here, and only one team hit 30 by the half. And that's New Bremen.
Thumbs up. They're doing something to basketball these days.
My goodness, but yeah, Salina is trailing St. Mary's at the half just 24-14 after Salina pulled that huge upset win over St. Henry.
All right,
second half, here we go. Both teams got their starters. Fort Curry has the ball with Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Ryan Braun. You got Clay Smith and Cade Wendell on the floor for Coldwater. Marcus Bruins, Cole Froing back out there. Here's Peyton Judy for a three-pointer. Got it. Peyton Judy gets his first three-pointer of the game. You also got Jacob Wedding, Mitch Molster, and Derek Albers, the post player.
Sure, that was something they talked about at halftime. Or saying, let's get Peyton involved. I think he only took one shot there. He gets a great one out of a set, knocked it down.
Marcus Rose gets the free throw line, puts one out, partially blocked. Rebound Schmitz. Schmitz gets it off to Wendell. Court recovery, Coldwater now 28-0, just starting our second half. Wendell to Schmitz. Inside Braun, and Marcus Rose going to foul from behind.
For Brooks, that'll be his third foul, first of the half on the Coldwater Cavaliers.
Yep, third foul right there. That's a key player. And see what Coach Fisher chooses to do. Doesn't take too long. Justin Sweeterman will take his place in the ballgame. So Coldwater goes with a little more of a defensive player than Sweeterman to give Brooks a break.
Rose has been scoring 10 times out of the 17 games, and he's been over 20 four times. And tonight, right now, just 4 points. This shot by Ford Covery. Coldwater has it. We're hitting our 7-minute mark of quarter number three. Drilling for a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound Wendell. Wendell tried to get it outside. Now he will. Braun by himself. Layup. Good. Ryan Braun leaked out. Nobody picked him up. And nice pass by Wendell.
Yeah, great look ahead there by Wendell. And timeout. Coach Fisher.
Fisher wants to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. Ford Covery, 30. Coldwater 28 on your sports leader, WCSM.
Girls, repeat after me. Think Enyart's first. Think Enyart's first.
Don't tell me you're starting an Enyart flooring cheerleading squad.
No, I just want everyone to think of us first when building a new home or remodeling. A lot of people think that our decorators just help people pick out floor covering, but if they bring us their blueprints first, we can offer them complete interior design consultation.
That's exactly right, Mark, but did you have to wear the skirt and pom-poms?
Enyart Flooring and Home Decorating on 118 at South Edge of Coldwater.
It represents leading-edge technology. Systems that didn't even exist a few years ago. Computer-controlled. State-of-the-art. More precise.
This isn't the future. This is Carriage Works. Serious auto body repair. From the climate-controlled paint booths to brand-new water-based paint formulations, when your car leaves Carriage Works, it will look as good, if not better, than the factory finish. Carriage Works, on the east edge of St. Henry on 118.
Jacob Lenny after the timeout's going to miss a three, but Cole throwing Matt right there for the putback in his fourth point.
And that's the guy they need to come to life with those big, long arms, playing some good offensive rebounding position right there. Judy takes the jumper the other way. Nice rebound again by Frilling.
That missed shot is going to give Cole the ball back, and trying to go behind his back was Bolster. Kind of lost the handle. Now you got Wendell to Braun. Braun over to Judy. Derek Judy. He looks for help. Now to Peyton Judy for three. Good. Peyton Judy's got a smooth shot.
Yep.
And that's 6 points now.
Yeah, we got some fun guys in the area to watch that can really get it going. Especially from the outside. You see Tyler Sarman some night, Peyton Judy, Justin Arns. We got some guys that all of a sudden, it's just, they get on rolls, shoot the basketball, and it's a lot of fun to watch Judy two for two from the behind the arc in the second half.
There's going to be a missed shot by Coldwater. Trying to save it was Derek Albers, and he ended up lost in the camouflage, and he'll be out of bounds. Now full court pressure. Here's Wendell. Crossover dribble on Wenning. He'll get in the paint, kick it out. That's Derek Judy. Ron, Peyton Judy all by himself. Here's another three. Got it. How about that? No points. In a matter of seconds, he's at nine.
Just can't lose him, and Coldwater is. They're all of a sudden running to Judy when he hits the ball, and he's already into his shooting motion now. He'll get a steal, easy breakaway.
And that's going to be a dunk by Judy. He's going to get a takeaway here to dunk. And Ford Covery up by eight. Timeout, Coldwater. We better get a break. Ford Covery 38, Coldwater 30 on your sports leader, WCSM.
One day you're just living life on autopilot, business as usual, and then crash. The next day, your world is overtaken with insurance agents, claims adjusters, doctors, lawyers, policemen, tow truck drivers, rental car agents. It's days like this that you can appreciate Sweeterman's Custom Body Shop. Through all the madness after an auto accident, Sweeterman's goal is simple. They just want to give you your car back and your old life back as soon as possible. Sweeterman's Custom Body Shop, 107 Butler Street in Coldwater.
Since 1915, there has been four generations at your service at Fort Recovery Lumber for building and remodeling projects. At Fort Recovery Lumber, family reputation means a lot. That's why they sell Anderson windows and patio doors. Anderson quality and craftsmanship is built into every window and door. Anderson windows and doors are perfect for new construction, remodels, residential, commercial, and professional buildings. Anderson offers size and styling to fit most building projects. For your next project, see Fort Recovery Lumber, committed to quality and service.
Welcome back to Fortside. Got off of that right now. Coldwater's got, or Fort Recovery's got a little momentum scoring the last 8 points.
Well, Fort Recovery and more specifically Peyton Judy.
Yeah.
three threes and a dunk right now, and Goldwater just trying to stop things with the timeout. He goes from no points to being game high, leading scorer. And I mean, what was it, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, he hit his first shot. Then started to get, now get another steal. Can he get another dunk? And he is going to be fouled on the way, and that's an intentional.
He got fouled from behind. That foul was on Mitch Foster. That'll be his second, team second. And Judy was going to go in this time for the left-handed dunk, it looked like.
Yeah, he was coming in. Went on the normal side. He had that time. The defender was a little closer. But when you wrap him up like that, you run that risk of getting that offensive foul, or getting that flagrant foul, intentional foul, they call it. And Judy goes to the line, hits a point, 12 points now on the second half.
So he'll get two free throws in. Probably most importantly for recovery, I think, also gets the ball back.
Yep.
So Grant Meyer, he's going to come in for Schwedemann. He had a hot hand there. He hit a couple threes quickly. So you got Meyer, Frilling, Bolster, Lenning, and Albers for Coldwater. Still got the starters out there for recovery. Judy, Schmidt, Wendell, and Braun.
Peyton Judy on pace to score 50 here in the second half, by the way.
13 points out of center.
Wow.
Haven't played half a quarter yet. I mean, Coldwater, if anything, I wish we'd have drew another foul on him. I mean, you think about it. If he'd have got one cheap foul, that's 13 less points they have. Coldwater with a takeaway. A little drive to the basket, no good. And then that's going to be a foul from behind. Albers did another great job of using his body, getting a rebound.
Yep.
And then Schmitz with a foul from behind.
Jacob Lenning took a tough shot, kind of falling away. And it came up so short, it surprised everyone. But Albers found it in the air, gets the air ball and gets the line and knocks down another free throw. He haven't had a single miss. Knock and knock, knock. We haven't had a single miss from the free throw line yet on either side.
That is for Derek Albers, right at his average. Average is 6.9. He's now got 7. Looking for point number 8.
Oh, you did it, Matt.
I did it. There's a missed free throw, but a rebound. Bolster turnaround jumper. That's no good. Albers again. Up and in. He is a rebounding machine. 9 points for Derek Albers.
Yeah, working hard there at the glass. That's kind of Coldwater's best offense, really. The last couple quarters has been miss a shot, get a rebound, and score it somehow. So a nice three-point trip in the end for the Cavs to get it back to a seven-point game.
I tell you what, there's going to be a turnover. The freshman, Derek Judy, throws it right to Bolster. So Coldwater here off the turnover, a couple points. They're only down by 7, and now it's going to be tipped away by Wendell. Substitution, Marcus runs in the ballgame. Also coming back in the ballgame is Noah Leonard. So, 7-point ballgame for Kevin Lee's 40-33 with 3:54 to go here in the third quarter. Marcus Bruins looking to get some scoring in. He's got 4 points with 3 fouls. Here's Jacob Lenning. Jacob Lenning, they have not been letting him get that 3-point shot off. Thrilling to Bruins. Runs now in the paint, gets a couple guys up, puts it up, no good.
What do you know?
How about that? Derek Albers, 6'3", plays like he's 6'9".
Cavs have just grabbed 4 of their last 5 rebounds on the offensive glass, most of it from 34 right there. He gets fouled again. And
scoring it differently than Peyton Judy, but he's got a little run going himself right now, Mr. Albers.
Here comes a free throw shot. That is good.
So now 2 of 3 on the night. He's got 12 points. And it's a 4-point game, 40-36. That foul, by the way, was on Ryan Braun, his second, team second. He's got the ball right now. Gets it over to the freshman, Derek Judy.
Yeah, he's got to keep an eye on number 2. He's sliding in the corner back here.
And this is zone right now. And you can see Jacob Lenning quickly gets out on him, but it's a little late. That's off the back of their iron. No good. Jacob Lenning has it. Lenning in the front court. That's the takeaway. Here we go. Can he get another dunk? And he is going to lay it up and in. Not quite a dunk, but he got up there. A throw kind of at the rim and down. And Coldwater tries to run it back the other way. Throws it in the student section. So that turnover will give Fort Recovery the ball back up by 6. And I tell you one thing about Judy. You know, he's got a nice shot, but he's just got some defensive instincts, too, where he guesses that, stays in, I guess, that passing lane and gets a hand on it.
Yeah, he's kind of a quiet defender. You don't really notice him out there a whole lot. Kind of hides back, and then he's able to shoot quick out and get the ball and get a lot of these breakaway opportunities. He's been doing it very good. I think he's at least 3 of them here in the second half.
Here's Kate Wendell getting to the paint, bounces back out to Leonards. Leonards now to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun will throw it up top, Derek Jeudy, and Anthony will reset the offense. They're expecting corner being zone. They switched over to man-to-man.
Nice.
Now they get to Braun. He's up and in. Braun in double digits. He's got 10.
Not sure how Wendell found that pass, but he did. A great bounce pass in the paint right to Braun where he put it up in and in. So a couple nice buckets back-to-back for full recovery.
Marcus Brown's kind of a miss on the side of the backboard. No good. Gets his own rebound. Over to Blasen game. Now over to Raring. That's no good. And how about that?
Now a rebound by Ben Raring. Cavaliers have put up 19 three-pointers right now. Keep getting offensive boards right now.
Yeah, long rebounds. They go over the heads of the full recovery, and now we're going to have an offensive foul, Ben Running. He stuck a hand right in the face of Jeudy. I don't think it's intentional. He's trying to kind of push off, but it just happened. It got him in the face.
Yep, another foul there for the Cavs. Goes with another turnover as well. That turnover, we said 6-6 at the halftime break. We played 6 minutes here. It's now 12-7. Coldwater has had 6 turnovers. Full recovery just 1.
Jeudy with the ball. Right now, it's Peyton Jeudy between the circles, guarded by Ben Winning. Gives it over to Cade Wendell. Back to Jeudy. Jeudy fires up a three. That's no good. Chasing it down is Ryan Braun. He'll go out of bounds, and now the whistle blows.
Yeah, wait.
I mean, the trainer had the ball. She was getting ready to shoot it.
She is on Fort Covery's bench. You know, I didn't know. I didn't see a report, so they call it. Coldwater gets it back, trying to chip away here. 44-36, they trail.
Marcus runs with the ball. Takes it across the timeline, guarded by Cade Wendell. Bounce pass to Ben Winning. Ben Winning guarded by Jeudy. Back to Bruns. Bruns puts one up. He'll foul. That's going to be a foul by Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell, 5'10", Marcus Bruns, 6'2", and you can see the difference there.
Cade Wendell plays so physical and plays a lot of pressure D and just kind of always in scrapping. I can't believe that. I was looking, he just picked up his first foul. I was like, how is he not out of foul tonight? That guy's always mixing it up with everybody.
Marcus Bruns. He is now 3 of 3 from the line. He's got 5 points playing with 3 fouls. I mean, that's the big thing. You know,
yeah.
Playing clean defense. He picks up his 4th foul. That changes a lot of things that Coach Fisher likes to do.
I think the way that Coach Fisher felt the game was going, he couldn't afford to sit Bruns out in the fourth quarter. It was just the fourth recovery was so hot. Needed Bruns out there as much as he can. And a minute and 25 away from getting there as quarter chips away now back to 6-point game.
Bruns now 6 points. Here's Wendell. Wendell bounce pass, and he throws it just about all the way down to Leonard. That'll be a turnover. Coldwater, 3-pointer by Bruns. Got it. Marcus Bruns, he's got 9. And look at that. It's a 3-point game with a minute to go.
And this is fun. Back and forth. Punch, counter punch. Both these teams going back at it. Indians. I got to go back to that. Let's milk away a minute of the quarter. We've been kind of playing 7-minute quarters tonight.
He's going to kick it out to Derek Jeudy. He drives right. That's Grant Kanapke out there. He drives to the basket, kicks it out, and they run that full corner. Right? Was it Georgetown that made this famous back in the day?
I don't know. I've seen St. Henry do it for minutes at a time before. So we could get 40 Covery and St. Henry out of here together. Maybe we could play a 2-0 ball game if they played 4 corners all game. Coldwater gets the steal, though.
Noah Leonard's had nowhere to go with it from the corner. Now a bounce pass. Marcus Bruns for 3 in the tie. No good. Rebound. Tie. No good. What a rebound. And look who's battling. Albers. Albers again battling for that ball. Couple 3-point shots. No good. Fort Recovery will get it back with 12 seconds.
And Coldwater's about entire offense is kick around, find that 3. If you don't make it, you're going to get an offensive board and try to put it back in. They get a couple looks there to tie it up. Can't hit now. With 12 seconds to go, definitely Fort Recovery only wants to take one more shot.
Cade Wendell's going to drive to the paint, and he's going to get...
Wow. He got hit.
No call. Yep. So now they're going to go the other way. No call that way. We played 3 quarters from third side handoff. Fort Recovery 44, Coldwater 41 on your sports leader, WCSM.
For years, Mogul Trucking in Maria Stein has been a premier trucking company, ensuring that your product gets to where it needs to go on time. No one is as dependable as Mogul Trucking Company when it comes to refrigerated or dairy hauling. Mogul Trucking Company is a family-owned business offering a great work environment. So if you're an over-the-road driver, you should consider employment opportunities with Mogul Trucking Company. Mogul Trucking, now hiring drivers and milk haulers. Mogul Trucking on Industrial Drive in Maria Stein. They're in it for the long haul.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates to jewelry, home decor, toys, and more, with plenty of gift ideas to choose from. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, to find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to New Knoxville High School. The Minster Wildcats win quarter three, 10-7, and now lead the New Knoxville Rangers 35-22 with three quarters in the books. We take a look at scoring numbers here real quickly. It's Cody Ferrick and Isaac Schmiesing, 8 each for the Minster Wildcats. Alex Wemple with 7, 5 for Mike Kettner, 3 for Jack Kite, bringing a bucket each for Adam Konecki and Jared Ilson. For New Knoxville Rangers, 6 for Nathan Tinnerman, Sammy Asphalt, and Andrew Poppy with 5 each, 3 each for Ben Lammers and Jonah Logman, and Jared Osborne has 2. Again, we got 3 in the books here. The Minster Wildcats, 35. The New Knoxville Rangers, 22. I'd like to thank our sponsors for our report game, McDonald's, Winners Meat Service, and Minster Bank. From New Knoxville, I'm Ron Brunswick for your sports hitter, WCSM.
Surprise!
Oh my gosh, you guys really got me!
Speech!
Well, golly, first of all, it really means a lot that you thought of my birthday. You were the kind of friends that... Hello? Where'd everybody go?
Serving Winners Meats for your next party? Please try to fire up the grill after the opening remarks.
Any pork chops left out there?
No!
For award-winning meats and homemade products for your next party, remember...
Everybody loves a winner.
Winners Meets in Osgood.
Welcome back. We got a Ben winning three-pointer here in the second half, and that'll be a 44-05. Then Peyton Judy gets stripped, and now I think we're going to have a foul on Fort Recovery. That's going to be Jared Judy, his second, team fourth.
Yeah, right there, a drive. Brunk's going to the line thinking he's going to shoot free throws, but next thing you know, they're going to say out of bounds underneath the bucket.
They're going to throw it to Albers. Albers, the guy on the glass. Here's another three-pointer by Ben Wenning. No good.
Little
rebound by Ryan Braun. He'll get it to Cade Wendell. Wendell will take it across the timeline. Picked up there by Miles Blazingame. Over to Ryan Braun. Braun working against... I tell you what, he's got to work hard against Rose. He can make kick of that fourth foul.
Yep.
Here's Schmitz, a freshman. He gets in trouble. Kicks it up to Peyton Judy.
Yeah, I'd go back to it. Give Braun another shot on the block.
Here's Judy driving, puts one up.
Wow.
Good. Peyton Judy now with 17 points, and it's 46-44 Indians.
He's going. His momentum's carrying him behind the backboard. He shoots a little floater and finds to it. Way to put it down. It's a great bucket. 17 second half points.
A lot of third quarter scorers. Minster leading New Knoxville 35-22.
Oh.
Mary Local 36. Delta St. John's 33, New Bremen leading Parkway 40-29. And I think you had a 44-all tie.
Yeah, I saw a 44-all tie with 14 seconds to go in this Henry Versailles game, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Meanwhile, right here, we just got tied up at 46 as Marcus Brun hits a little floater and the foul. And he hits a free throw, puts the Cavs on top.
That's 12 points for Marcus Brun.
5 of 5 from the line as well. I do want to credit Scott Ward's where I'm getting these scores over there. They do a great job on the Tiger radio, and he's passing those along on Twitter.
And now a little trouble in the corner by Ryan Braun. I think we're going to have a timeout. Good timeout. Probably save the turnover. We'll take a break. 5:55 left here in the ball game. It's a one-point game. Coldwater now with the lead, 47-46. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Mormon Harding and Company, over 60 years in business, a qualified staff of 32, 8 CPAs, 7 financial advisors, 4 enrolled agents, one stop, one phone call, one firm. We are your complete wealth care firm. Hi, I am Kelly Burring, enrolled agent for all of your accounting, tax, payroll processing, and financial services needs. See Mormon Harding and Company.
Securities offered through licensed representatives of First Global Capital Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through First Global Advisors and Incorporated.
Do you want to see my new bundle of joy?
Oh, I'd love to.
Tom at Lamb's Insurance Agency helped me create my bundle.
He did what?
He checked over all my insurance policies and was able to bundle them for me. I was able to have this beautiful bundle and save money, too. If you're looking for a bundle of your own, call Lambs Insurance and Maria Stein for maximum coverage. Lambs Insurance, representing Ohio Mutual.
Be sure to stop and see Tom Lamb and his staff at Lamb's Insurance, Bundling Needs, and Maria Stein, representing Ohio Mutual.
Fort Curry has the ball after the timeout. Right now on offense, Kate Wendell gives off to Peyton Judy. Guarded there by Bros. Now Peyton Judy takes in the paint, throws one up. That's no good. Rebound by Frilling. And now they're going to call a foul on Smith. That'll be Clay Smith with a foul. His second, team's sixth. There were just three fouls right now on the Coldwater Cavaliers, and you might be able to hear that some of the Fort Curry fans wanting a foul that time, but I think Peyton Judy just got out of control.
A little bit out of control. It's hard to get that foul as they did not get it quite going. Did get a little update from Mr. Colin Foster. Says Curtis Uhlenk with a reverse layup with 4.5 seconds left. I think going to give St. Henry the win 46-44.
There's Ben Wenning with a two-point basket. He's now got five. Makes it a 49-46 game. Here's Clay Smith with the ball off to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy now to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun over to Derek Judy. Derek Judy to Smith. Smith to Wendell. Corey Carey kind of running a little bit of a weave up top, the old-fashioned, almost like flex play. Here's Judy. He's going to go up with the right hand. He's going to be an offensive foul. That's going to be an offensive foul. He's waving off the basket, but he had no idea it didn't go in. But that'll be going to charge Marcus Grimm. Peyton Judy is third.
Yeah, he went up, boy. That's one of the ones, if they were playing college ball or pro ball, they got the little circle that you can't stand there and do that, because that was certainly, he was going up in that area where you get protection as the offensive player, but no such luck here for that call for Mr. Judy.
Yeah, because Peyton Judy got him when he came down underneath the basket. So Coulter with a three-point lead. And the ball, reverse layup by Frilling, no good.
Look out.
Loose ball, so they're out of bounds off Albers. It'll stay with for recovery.
Bunch of Cavaliers go down. It's almost like the end of a football play, helping each other up after that. Physical game, but competitive and a good finish we'll have coming up here. 4:10 to play here, and still a three-point game.
Kind of waiting to see they put Grant Kanapke in. He got hot early in the year. He had 16, 18, 24 in the first three games. After that, he's only had two double-digit games. And there he goes, number zero, heading to the score stand.
You asked for it.
I mean, they need something other than Peyton Judy, and this time he is going to get the basket foul.
Maybe you don't. As you say it, Judy's bucket and the foul, he's on the verge of 20 points, right about at his average. So nice move there for Judy. This is all in the second half. Napkin takes Derek Judy out. Derek Albers, that'll be his second foul. Team's fourth.
Judy's going to miss the free throw. Rebound by it, Mr. Albers. That'll be interesting to see what over here Dave has.
Yeah.
He still has the rebounds, because he's got a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, I got Coldwater for 26 total, bunch of offensive boards. I'll tell you, most of those aren't going to Derek Albers.
Cole Frilling now with that bucket. He's got 6 points. Coldwater now leads 51-48. Three-pointer again. Ryan Braun looks. And now we're going to have a hold. There's Ben Wenning kind of holding on to Judy, not letting him get loose. But Ben Wenning, that'll be his second, team fifth.
Jacob Wenning back in for blasting game. 3.5 to play. Versailles went down tonight. Boy, oh boy, if we get some sort of upset news up in Dolphus tonight. Look out, all of a sudden going to be lots of scenarios to go over.
There's Kanapke. That rims out, no good. Ryan Brown with a rebound, put back at the student car. Now, Mr. Albers with another rebound, gives off the throwing to Bruns. Coldwater with 3 minutes to go. They also got the three-point lead.
Bruns has kind of taken over, come out and played the point guard here in most of the fourth quarter. Bolster on the bench, and Bruns, who played a lot of point guard last year, now more of that spot here in the fourth quarter.
Ben Wenning. Shot no good. Albers with a rebound. That's no good. Battle for this rebound is going to be taken by Fort Recovery. Grant Kanapke loses it. Taken away by Jacob Wenning. Cole Frilling. Marcus Bruns. And I say Coldwater's got a bunch of offensive boards tonight.
They do. Yeah, and mostly in the second half.
I don't have a timeout by Nick Fisher. We'll take a break. 2:33 left in the ball game. Coldwater 51, Fort Henry 48 on your sports leader, WCSM.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Thank our sponsors, Mormon Hardings & Company, Lambs Insurance Agency, Cooper Farms, Fort Covering to Henry, Ray's Refrigeration and Appliances, Wabash Mutual Telephone Company, Mercer Health, R&R Fabrication, Layfeld Industrial and Welding Supplies, Engrat Flooring and Home Decorations, Carriage Works, Sprigman Custom Body, Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Moore Trucking Company, Kalk Pharmacy. Streaming brought to you by NKTelco.net, 29 Technology. And don't forget, after this, we will have the hometownopportunity.com hashtag. Find the Drop Friday post-game show.
Yeah, we appreciate all those sponsors. Allow us to do these games, report games. And then we're going to have the tournament trail starting up here. We are starting to sort of plan out where we're going to be able to go and cover. And all those sponsors are going to help us along that road as well. Let you guys stay tuned to some of these local athletes and schools. It's a fun time of year coming up.
Check out the website if you want to see where we'll be at and who's going to be playing. Here's a takeaway by Cade Wendell. I can guarantee there won't be a dunk here. He's 5'10". He's going to pass it out to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy out behind the arc. A three-point separation with 2:10 left here in the ballgame. Ryan Braun has it. He gets it over to Grant Kanapke. Grant Kanapke steps back. Now back to Ryan Braun. Over to Peyton Judy. Close third in ballgame right now is Leonard. Ryan Braun puts it up, and that's blocked. Nice block by Cole Frilling.
That was good defense. He held his ground. Braun kind of turned into him and then tried to go up with it. And Frilling's got him kind of like shooting over a tree. Long, long arms. But Coldwater is going to commit turnover number 14 kind of carelessly down here.
Yeah, Ben Wenning threw it to Marcus Brooks. He thought Marcus was going to his left. He went to his right and ends up being over and back.
Whoever can take care of the ball and probably knock down some free throws at minute 43 here might have the best chance to win this thing.
So for Seattle's going to go to 6-1 the MAC, where St. Henry now is also going to be 6-1 the MAC. Yep. So very local. Whoever can beat them now.
And I believe Monday, I'd have to look at the schedule, but I think it's Monday for Sales and Marion Local at the Hangar in a makeup game action. I think that's going to head in Monday. And boy, oh boy, that'll be a big one.
Let's see if you're right.
Testing.
You are right.
Yeah.
Sales at Marion Local in a makeup game in St. John's at New Knoxville.
Woo!
And here we got a three-pointer.
Peyton
Judy now 22 points.
Came off a curl, hits the shot, minute 15, we're tied up at 51.
51 all, jumper by Ben Wenning, no good. Peyton Judy with a rebound. Look at this. Four corners guaranteed right now for the last minute, if they can hold on to it.
Minute to go. They're going to play for, hey, we'll take a shot at winning or we'll go to overtime.
Right, the only downfall is they got a big post player down there in the corner, and the count is on. He's got to get rid of it. There he does. Gets it to Grant Kanapke. Because right now, you got three ball handlers up top and two posters down low.
Yep.
You don't want to take it down low. And right now, I think you're going to see some guard play maybe come in. We got a timeout, 43 seconds left. We'll hear from one of our sponsors. The score, 51-50, from Portside Field. Also, your sports leader, WCSM.
Since 1986, Water Furnace proved you can save up to 70% on heating and cooling your home. Water Furnace 7 Series is the only variable capacity geothermal heat pump to earn Energy Star Most Efficient Awards. Don't be fooled. Not all geo units are qualified and not all contractors are state licensed. Ray's is. We've been installing Water Furnace for over 29 years and the only dealer in Mercer County. Ray's Refrigeration, Heating, Cooling, and Appliances, North Edge of Coldwater since 1946.
Welcome back. And Matt, we can officially say we got 43 seconds left in regulation.
Yeah, I'd say just that's it. And if Fort Recovery draws it up as they want here, they're going to take the last shot. It'll be a shot to win or play overtime. They'll be happy with either outcome at this point. Coldwater, it's kind of interesting.
if maybe you had four fouls or five fouls, you could be kind of aggressive here on this and try to get a steal. You got 16 fouls. You do anything wrong, they're going to call that foul. You're going to send four recovery to the free throw line for 1-1. So it's really both teams trying to execute this last little bit here best they can. Four recovery's got 26 second-half points. Guess who's got 22 of them? Number two. Yeah, isn't that amazing? 22 of the 26 points. I mean, I think that's the guy you want shooting this shot, too. There you got Cade Wendell guarded by Jacob Wenning. That's pretty good right there. Those two guys probably battled on the football field a little bit, too. They'll tangle in baseball, too. Very good baseball players, both of them. Ryan Braun has it. He's not taking the paint. Gives off to Grant Konafsky. Back to Cade Wendell. We're down to about 15. They're waiting to get the ball over here to Judy. I think he's going to come here. They sure may take another timeout. You got plenty of timeouts here. It's down to 10 seconds. The lob now comes to Judy. Judy has it. He's at half court. He's looking. He's trying to get a foul. Kicks it out. Cade Wendell for a three. Got it. And that's it. Four recovery is gonna win tonight on a no time on the clock three-pointer by Cade Wendell. He's got 7 points, and the Indians are gonna win 54-51. Again, four recovery at home. They win tonight 54-51. We come back, we'll wrap things up on your sports leader, WCSM.
Today is Find a Job Friday. HometownOpportunity.com, your source to connect with local companies and talent, is featuring these latest postings. Innovative Office Solutions is seeking a marketing administrative support associate. A full-time toolmaker is needed at Fort Recovery Industries. Brookside Laboratories is seeking a laboratory technician, and Garmin Miller & Associates has a full-time opening for a registered architect specifications writer. You can check out these postings and many more at HometownOpportunity.com. Hashtag Find a Job Friday.
Want some jingle in your pocket? How about $500 of jingle? Here's your chance. Wabash Mutual Telephone Company is giving everyone in their service area a chance to earn $500 cash. To enter, go to Wabash.com and click on the Earn $500 banner. There's no commitment needed, but you need to hurry because this offer ends February 15th. Wabash, your local provider of internet, TV, and phone service.
With the health and continued prosperity of our community in mind, we ask each member of our community to consider investing in our Building on a Promise campaign, which supports our West Wing expansion at Mercer Health's Mercer County Community Hospital. This project truly encapsulates all that is good about our community, as there is no better way for a community to care for its own than by supporting the health and well-being of its residents. For more information about your hometown healthcare provider, visit mercer-health.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Fortside Fieldhouse. Not exactly the ending of the pick. Four recovery is definitely going to hold it for one. They had a chance to call a timeout they wanted to. Peyton Judy looked like he wanted to take the three-point shot. He wasn't open. Ben Wedding did a great job. He throws it out to Grant Konafsky, probably their next best three-point shooter. Quickly, I think it was Jacob Wedding who jumped out on him, and left alone was Cade Wendell. And with no time on the clock, he shoots the shot, and he's got 7 points in the game winner.
When it was going up, I didn't think it had a chance of going in. I was like, that's short, and it just crawled in over the rim.
Beautiful. Somebody opened up the door there on that north side of the building, got a little air.
Yeah, that whole home side was throwing all they could.
Four recovery is going to win tonight, 54-51. After one, it was Coldwater 17, Four recovery 14. At the half, Coldwater 28, Four recovery 25. After three, Four recovery 44. Coldwater 41, and the final score, Fort Recovery 54, Coldwater 51. The JV game went to Coldwater 50-42. The varsity contest, a three-point win for the Fort Recovery 54-51. For the Coldwater Cavaliers in double digits, Marcus Rhodes, he played a great game in Foster with 3 fouls. He ended up with 12 points. Grant Meyer had a couple threes for 6 points. Fulfilling 6 points. Jacob Wenning had 8. Ben Wenning, 5. Miles Glasengame, he had 2. And Derek Albers, a rebounding machine, had tied for team honors with 12 points. He had Derek Albers with 12, Marcus Brooks with 12 for the Coldwater Cavaliers. For Fort Recovery, it was Peyton Judy. 22 second-half points. Again, 22.
Yeah.
Now the 29 total points in the second half. Grant Konafsky had 2. Derek Judy, 5. Ryan Braun, 10. Clay Smith, 2. Cade Wendell, 7 with the game winner. and Noah Leonard had 4 points. Take a look at the stats. What a turnaround it was for Four Recovery. Remember, they shot 28% in the first half. They ended up shooting 49% in the ball game. So it shows you how much better they shot the ball. They were 20 of 41 overall, 5 of 6 from 3, with a very big one at the end of that, and also 14 of 50, of 26 for 56% inside the three-point arc. 6 of 7 from the line, 86%. They grabbed 19 rebounds, 4 offensive, and only had 11 turnovers. The Cavaliers, they shoot 40% in the ball game. 6 of 21 from 3, 29%. They hit 13 of 26, 50% from 2. They hit 9 of 10 from the free throw line, 90%. They grabbed 30 rebounds, Rocket. We said how big of an advantage there. That 30 rebounds, 11 on the offensive side, had 14 turnovers. Corner kept shooting threes, rebounding, and scoring. Four Recovery kept coming back and finding buckets, too. It was back and forth, a very good ball game. We always get good ones when these teams play together. So didn't disappoint again here tonight. And you don't beat buzzer beaters. We had 2 of them in the conference tonight. So lucky for us, we get a couple more weeks of it still.
So the other final we do know about, for sales lose tonight. So they are tied on the MAC for second place, as we know it.
Yeah.
For sales to Henry, so 1 loss. Do not get a final for a Marion Local at St. John's. That was a close one. A Marion Local had a 3-point lead. But tonight, Fort Recovery is going to outlast Coldwater, 54-51. Fort Recovery goes to 10-8, 2-5 in the league. Coldwater drops to even 9-9. 3-4 in the conference. Up next for Coldwater, they play tomorrow night at Tri-Village. Coming into tonight, they were 7-10. For Fort Recovery, they play tomorrow night at home, right back here against Springfield Northwestern. Don't know much about them. They sound big, but they're only 3-18.
No, they only have one direction in their name. They're only Northwestern. That's kind of huge, right? Sound like a Southeast Western team or something, I guess. So, I don't know. See what you got. But, again, a big win there gets you to 8 and or 10-8 on the season, and maybe one more, 11-8. We talked about that tournament seeding, that draw.
Yep.
You got to feel good. That's 3 wins in a row now for the Indians. So, maybe getting it going right now.
And there's a good chance Fort Recovery, good chance they'll win tomorrow night. Coldwater taking on a 7-10 team at Tri-Village. At Tri-Village, they're down a little bit. They were really good last couple
years. Yeah, they've been really good.
But if Coldwater can pick up a win there, that's another 10-win team in the MAC going into tournament.
That's true. Get all those double-digit wins. Always a good year when that can happen. So certainly good luck to them. But wow, what a good night of basketball we had around here. Love it when we can have something a little special, like a buzzer beater to finish it. I know you didn't get bonus coverage tonight, but we'll take a buzzer beater to end regulation.
As much as you love to hear Matt Benz and I talk to you on a Friday night, we're sorry, but we're going to end it short here as Fort Recovery wins 54-51 on a Cade Wendell buzzer beating 3-point shot. For all of our sponsors, you did a great job. We're going to wrap up the hometownopportunity.com hashtag Find a Job Friday post-game show. For Clay Roberts back at the station, Matt Benz next to me. My name is Rick Kramer. Yeah, we got a final report coming up from the barn with Ron Brunswick here on your sports leader, WCSM.